Although both senators say they'll oppose portions of the underlying bill, their positions in favor of an up or down vote contrast with those of a group of other Republican senators who have said they will use a filibuster to block the bill if it comes up. It's also a step farther than Isaacson went on Monday when I asked him whether he would join the move to prevent a vote. If there's a filibuster, though, would you support that?
Again, the bill's not even written yet, Dennis, so you're asking me hypothetical questions I really can't answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about the technique rather than the legislation. I mean, is a filibuster
the Senate, way? All techniques are possible, but again, it depends on what the legislation is.
But Tuesday, while answering questions on the program CBS This Morning, Isaacson moved away from a wait-and-see approach, at least when it came to allowing a vote on the Senate floor.
We have not seen the final draft of the legislation that was produced, I understand, last night, but I think it deserves a vote up or down.
In response to a request from WABE News, Isaacson's press secretary Lauren Culbertson sent a statement saying, Senator Isaacson has been thinking a lot about this issue. That's why he decided today to support having a debate on the floor on gun control. He believes a floor debate presents the best opportunity for supporters of the Second Amendment to offer and vote for amendments that will strengthen and protect the Second Amendment rights of Americans. In Monday's interview with WABE News, Isaacson said he opposes an assault weapons ban and also opposes limits on the number of rounds in ammunition clips. But when it comes to background checks, Isaacson said he wants to see specifics before taking a position on those. Dennis O'Hare, WABE News.